Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather in Israel is warm and sunny today, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a perfect day to be outside. Temperatures are mild, promising a pleasant evening as well. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, just in, Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey have condemned Israeli military action in Gaza. They say it undermines the path to peace. Also, Walla reports that earlier today, a UN envoy demanded that Prime Minister Netanyahu stop attacks in Gaza. Also this hour, Ynet reveals that the US military is seeking creative and unconventional ideas to pressure Iran, as airstrikes have not forced a deal. Separately, JNS discusses why aggressors like Hamas and Iran keep winning at the negotiating table. And finally, from I-24 News, President Trump announced that talks with Iran will start on Monday to discuss reopening the Strait of Hormuz. Here's what people are saying online. Yashar Ali, a journalist, posted just minutes ago that recent developments feel disconnected from reality. Gab Droz, an artist, also weighed in moments ago, emphasizing the importance of defeating those who equivocate and obscure the truth. Al Arabiya English, a news outlet, reported earlier today that Iran's oil infrastructure could be a target if US-Iran negotiations collapse. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the condemnation from Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey. The Jerusalem Post reports they argued that Israel's military actions in Gaza undermine peace efforts. This comes amidst heightened tensions following recent flare-ups in the region. The condemnation could impact diplomatic efforts to stabilize the situation. Turning to the UN envoy's demands to Netanyahu, Walla details that Nikolai Maladnov requested a halt to Israeli attacks to create room for a ceasefire. This plea highlights the international community's concern over escalating violence. If accepted, it could lead to a temporary de-escalation. Meanwhile, Ynet reports that the US military is seeking new tactics to pressure Iran. Senior officials are asking analysts for innovative ideas, as traditional airstrikes have not led to a breakthrough. This move indicates a strategic pivot in the US approach to Iran, potentially affecting regional power dynamics. Separately, JNS explores how groups like Hamas and Iran have outmaneuvered democratic societies at negotiation tables. They argue that survival, not victory, is often the goal, giving them an edge. This perspective may influence future diplomatic strategies in the region. And finally, Trump's upcoming talks with Iran, as reported by I-24 News, aim to address the Strait of Hormuz's reopening. While no deadline is set, the discussions suggest ongoing efforts to ease tensions. The outcome could significantly affect global oil markets and regional stability. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that deal has acquired the Israeli startup Clarity for $40 to $50 million. This move addresses growing security concerns in remote hiring as AI-generated identities become a risk. Separately, Maariv Business highlights the challenges facing Turkey's economy. Despite decreased inflation and record exports, rising prices present a tough reality for consumers. And finally, Ynet Business notes that Bloom Security has launched with a $20 million seed round. The company aims to secure AI-powered enterprise endpoints, reflecting the evolving landscape of workplace security. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.